This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, go there, check out the TheRealSide.com where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things, all those issues, all those labels that you were taught to hate, and you don't have to hate any of them. I can't help it if you're buying into the lie of the left. Now, most of you are too smart to buy into the lie of the left. I already know that. But some of you do. Right? Do not let them scare you away. Don't let them set the narrative. I was talking to somebody about that. Oh, one of our buddies, Evan Sayed, yesterday. You know, we were talking about the terminologies used. You know, white privilege, racism. All these words that have always been known as being very nasty, extremely nasty, the wrong thing you don't want to be known for. And guess what? You've allowed the left to set the narrative for those words, for those descriptions for those words. The definitions for those words, whatever you want to call them. We need to take it back. You need to push back. You need to fight back. I'm not saying physically. You know that. I didn't tell you to put bricks or anything else in your backpack when you go out to these events. You could wear our shirts. You know, the hashtag stand shirts that we have that we keep telling you about? You could do that. You could help out a brother. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you could... Again, you could buy, just go to the store there. Check out what we have. Coffee cups, water bottles, all kinds of, well, I guess it's fun stuff. Puts money in my pocket, so it's fun. Not big bucks. So, what I want to talk about is the civil war that we're in. You can call it what you want. You can say it doesn't exist. You can go, come on, Joe, you're a little far with it. That's fine. Whatever. But, you know, the reality is when you have people fighting from within the way we are, the Democrats have left the union again. Not the first time they've done it. They are so sure that they're right. They are so sure that what they've been trying for years that hasn't been working. That's the thing I find really quite interesting, fascinating, funny, whatever you want to call it. It's not been working. So what do they want you to do? Well, since it hasn't been working, let's do it again. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? I've never been able to understand that. It doesn't work in Detroit. It doesn't work in Chicago. It doesn't work in Miami. It doesn't work in D.C. Let's do it again. But you've let them do that. We've, you know, the collective you, the collective we have let them do that. It goes back to elections, local elections. You heard earlier, George Soros is pouring big bucks into local elections because he knows that's where it starts. We start locally, we branch up and out into state and then federal. Now, here in the Los Angeles area, especially, about across the country, the violence has reached a real dangerous level. And the left totally blames the right and Mr. Trump for this. It's really interesting to me how the all this racism, all this level of racism has risen to this point of nasties in the last year. Don't they wish? The right jumps out and blames the left, especially for the last 8 years of President Blamo and the policies and lies from the left. First, did Democrats just now notice statues of the Confederacy? Have they been in a coma? You know, all of a sudden they found self-righteousness over what? You know, I mean, they're looking at what those people represented. And it bothers them all of a sudden. This is like hypocrisy at the highest level. And don't give me that crap about the parties changing sides. They change sides. I got a couple of questions. When? Tell me when. And don't tell me it was over a period of time, because I'll have a field day with you. What was the period of time? Did it start with FDR? Was he ours or yours? Was he a Republican or Democrat? He's still a god in the eyes of most Democrats. You know, the one who rounded up and interned Japanese, Italians, and Germans, and a bunch of others during World War II? No warrants, no due process. Can you imagine if that happened today? Nothing. And these were American citizens. They might have been of Japanese descent or Italian descent or what have you. But they were American citizens, born here on this. Isn't it ironic, though, how the Dems are quack. They are quack. The Dems are quick and fast to take rights away from American citizens. But, not so fast, not so quick, and don't care about giving your tax dollars and American rights to non-American citizens. They're really good with that. Now, President Roosevelt, he appointed a former KKK member, Hugo Black, to the Supreme Court. Now, pay attention. Get your notepad out. As an Alabama senator, Hugo filibustered an anti-lynching bill. Now, for those of you who know, look it up. Look up what lynching was. It's not where you get stuck in a room with Attorney General Lynch. No, look it up. Seriously. This is a school that wants to change its name because it has lynch in it. Got more on Hugo Black and just the perverse logic of the loons on the left right after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side on GCN Life. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, honestly, I do appreciate. Yeah, I know. I get excited and sometimes my mouth starts going too fast. Listen, you know, before I get back to my article, There was an article that put out back up by CNN that talked about hate groups and all these hate groups online they're going after and all these hate organizations, you know, and one of them was Pacific Justice Institute, one of the groups that we support here on the show. And most of these groups that were put in this list were only put there because they support or they don't support the groups that the hardcore left-wing liberal loons support. Period. So, in my tribute to Pacific Justice Institute, let's give them 30 seconds to talk.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As Christians, we are called to be vigilant and to stand by our beliefs. Well, PGI is committed to defending these rights and beliefs. As a nonprofit legal defense organization with a network of affiliate attorneys across the nation, we will fight for and defend your religious freedoms, parents' rights, and other civil liberties, all without charge. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
Yeah, that sounds like a real hateful group, don't it? No, seriously, think about it. They're willing to do whatever it takes. Now, it didn't say only Christian parents or only religious parents. He's willing to help anybody out. That sounds like a real hate group to me. Anyway, back to my observation viewpoint that we are in a World War II scenario. Whether you want to hear it or not. Yeah, I believe it. So President Roosevelt appointed former, we're talking about the hypocrisy of the left, how they want to run around telling us how racist we are on the right, and how the parties have switched from way back when, although they can't give me a date or a time or a process, because these names that I'm going to lay out for you go over a period of years, decades. So my question is, now some say it was the 60s or the 50, what have you. So do we get Roosevelt or is he yours? Is LBJ yours or ours? Is JFK yours or ours? Because if they switch parties, at some point in time, one of them belonged to us. But you claim them all for your own. So President Roosevelt, he appointed former KKK member Hugo Black. Where did he appoint him? To the Supreme Court. So get your little notepad out now. Pay attention. Because I know you're going to tell me, no, I'm wrong. See, I won't do the homework for you. I'm not marking these all up as to where you can find them. You go look them up. They're easily found. As an Alabama senator, Hugo filibustered the anti-lynching bill. That's right. A Democrat. That President Roosevelt trusted so much that he appointed him to the Supreme Court. Think about it. And he wouldn't allow an anti-lynching bill to pass. So apparently Roosevelt was for lynching, I would imagine. Hugo went on to write that Roosevelt spoke positively about the KKK and had many friends and supporters in it. Now, during the Civil Rights Movement, Hugo warned FDR that if he didn't keep those blacks in line, it might get violent. He also stated, unfortunately, some people think that Negroes should have special rights under the law. Yeah, sounds like people who really love the black population, right? Don't you think? FDR would not allow the integration of whites and blacks in armed services. I wonder how he would have handled transgenderism, huh? Are we going to remove his... I mean, based on the guidelines of the left, shouldn't we be removing FDR's statues or any kind of memorials to him? Hey, look, I put it out there. I'll ask the question, you decide what we should do. Maybe the party switched sides during the years of LBJ, you know, a Democrat who saw black people as being able to be played, right? He had no problem calling them by the N-word. That was, according to some people close to him, that was one of his favorite words. And he had multiple ways of using it. I mean, seriously. When LBJ was asked why he nominated Thurgood Marshall to the Supreme Court, he said, hey, when I appoint an N to the bench, I want everyone to know he's an N. Although he used the real word. I can't use the real word. I should have saved this tomorrow night, and then Corey could have used it. His famous comment that once he got the Civil Rights Act passed, he says, I'll have those N's voting Democrat for 200 years. I mean, you guys are all okay with that right on the left, right? These are things you never talk about. They're not, and it's not that they're not true. They're well documented in history. So we're going to pull FDR statues down? LBJ, is he another one we're going to pull away? I mean, again, based on your guidelines, that's exactly what should happen. Maybe the party switch came in the 1970s. You know, I'm losing track of time because you guys won't give me anything to work with. You know, when Jimmy Carter, one of the biggest racists in your party, probably one of the biggest racists on the planet, was president. Jimmy, while serving on the school board in the 1950s, led the effort to relocate the site of a new black school. Why? I mean, he led it. on the board, he led it. Why did he do that? Because, as he stated publicly, the school was on the same side of the street as a white school, and the kids would have to use the same sidewalk. But he's a beloved president. Beloved by the left. The board later assured residents that they would do everything they could to make sure that the kids would not be walking on the sidewalk at the same time. They were going to stagger school times. Well, that was good of them. God forbid we have a black kid and a white kid touch each other. 1976, the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said that Carter was a Frankenstein monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Again, it's not me. It's the black Americans who lived that day and time. Jesse Jackson, the one y'all love, right? You get mad at me for using him for anything. Yes, the Jesse Jackson. He called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. I mean, you got stuff on this guy all over the place. Because apparently all that racism in the past, everything he did to the black community, black kids in the past, is all forgiven. Why? Because he's building homes for homeless people or for people low income. That gives him a pass. But it doesn't work the same way with Trump, does it? Or anybody on the right, for that matter. You guys are hypocrites. That's really what it boils down to. Your colors are showing. It's boiling out from under your skin. Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson once just screamed at the top of his lungs about Carter. Black mayor. Is there no white politician I can trust? What's that say about Carter? Why would these people say this about him? He's one of the most loved Democrats in history. Was he a Republican? I'm confused. No, because they switched. I can't figure this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCLM. More about Jimmy Carter after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Come on, come on, wave your flag. Seriously. And if you don't have one, shame on you. Not really. You don't listen to this show without some kind of patriotic something in the room. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Listen, our friend David Fisher has a message he wants to make sure I get out to all of you. Take a listen. Take some notes. David Fisher joins me again. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And instead of David always asking for you to give him a call, he's going to give you something in return for your phone call. I mean, the phone call is free to begin with. The information is worth a lot of money. Now he's going to do something even better for you. David, what is that?
Actually, Joe, for your listeners, I have two free giveaways. Let's talk about the first one for a second. If a person calls my company and chooses to invest $25,000 or greater, either through their IRA, and by the way, they can take physical possession of that metals. We have information on that. Or they do it over the counter, which has nothing to do with retirements, $25,000 or greater. They're going to get 10 free ounces of silver from our company as a thank you gift for working with us. That's between now and the trade must be replaced by September 29th, the last trading day of that month. So you have some time to call, get some information, read through it, get some questions answered. And if you don't want to get started, either way, you do that between now and September 29th, you're going to get your metals plus 10 free ounces of silver as an added incentive to help you get your money protected. That's the first giveaway. Sounds pretty good, don't you think?
I like that. I was actually thinking that maybe you could send them 5 ounces and send the other 5 ounces over to Joe Messina. You know what I'm saying? I'm just put it out there. We'll see.
You sound like an Italian right now.
I want my part of the pie. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. If you call Landmark Capital today, or you go to our website, here's the second giveaway. The website is landmarkgold.com, and you sign up for our free newsletter, which is coming out in a couple days now, called Reactive Instead of Proactive Equals Destructive. And enter your comments on our website there. There's a little section there. Why you think owning precious metals is important to you. You have to do both. Then you're going to be entered into a free drawing for 10 free ounces of silver. And we're going to actually do the drawing on your radio program on the week of August 14th.
Oh.
So you only can, so it's going to be no games. Oh, they're just trying to get my name they're not going to really give a free drawing. No, we're going to have a free drawing and it's going to be the winner will be announced. I'm not going to announce you know, where they live or any of that, just the name of the person. We'll contact them and get that 10 free ounces of silver sent out to them for them, you know, participating in the free giveaway drawing and giving their comments on why a person needs to have gold or silver in their portfolio. And you only can enter once in this drawing, so you can't enter. I'm going to enter 10 times under 10 different names and all that. None of that. Just come on, let's be honest here. So we're trying to help people get the word out because gold and silver, in my opinion, is getting ready to make a big move, and we want to help people out. I believe in America. I believe in America is made of people, not brick and mortar, but people, and this will help people get their money protected.
David, I always appreciate what you do for my listeners. I always appreciate you and putting the information in plain, simple, sixth-grade English that even I can understand. But thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome, Joe. Thank you.
All right, give me a little credit. The date was wrong. I'll get that fixed tomorrow before producer Tammy starts shooting me over it. We'll be fine. Yes. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back at it. Is there a civil war going on? And with all this myths, dis, lies, information going on, how do we weed through it? Well, we weed through it with knowledge. You need to do a little homework. Pick up the last segment. Pick up the whole show on podcast if you haven't heard it as of yet. Because I'm going down the list of their gods. Now, first they tell me, they tell you and I, that somehow the Democrats and Republicans switch sides. And I still don't get that. They can't give me a time frame. They can't really give me any proof. They can tell me how voting changed and people started. So it's kind of like, when did that actually happen? About what time did that happen? And if that's the case, and we're so bent against any form of racism, anything that smells like racism, anything that might have been racism, then based on what I've laid out here, who does FDR belong to? You guys claim him as your god, but if you switch sides, wouldn't he have been a Republican when he did all this? That you say is wonderful, and we say it's not. He interned Japanese, Italians, and Germans with no warrants, no due process, rounded up actual American citizens, people that were born here. Think about it. That was okay. Then he not only does he appoint a self-proclaimed, self-living KKK member, one who filibustered an anti-lynching bill, gets him on the Supreme Court, and he's good with that. LBJ was known as the king of using the N-word. He knew how to use the N-word in ways nobody else did. But he's your hero. I get it. Then we point out issues with Jimmy Carter, the other beloved president of yours. Was he Republican or Democrat? When did this switch take place? You've got people like Jesse Jackson. You're calling him a Frankenstein monster. You know, you've just an animal. No, I'm sorry. Jesse went further with it. Said he's a throwback to Hitlerian racism. Jesse Jackson. That's what he called Jimmy Carter. Why would these people say this about Jimmy Carter? Do they just hate white people? He's one of the most revered Democrats in history. Or maybe he was a Republican. I don't know. I'm confused. You guys still haven't been able to explain the change to me. When the government was considering using public housing to integrate neighborhoods, Jimmy Carter stated, look, I've got nothing against a community that's made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French Canadian or even black trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination. I'm guessing at this point, if the Dems are honest and they really mean what they say, they need to be pulling Jimmy's statues down. They need to be changing the names of schools, freeways, whatever, taking his name off it. Don't you think that was the only fair thing to do? Hey, and the party, maybe the switch came during the Billy Bob Clinton reign. What do you think? Bill's been touted as the single most effective president at increasing the black prison population because of his 1994 crime vote, or crime bill, I'm sorry. Many in the black community believe that he was trying to appease white Republicans whose vote he needed. So, He did that. Now, wouldn't that make him a racist? I mean, or at least a phony. See, he did something that intentionally hurt the blacks to get the white vote. Wouldn't that, racism, that's the word I was looking for. And with Bill, he's in a vertical market all his own, right? Right, the ongoing continual accusations of sexual assault by Billy Bob that seemed to be totally acceptable to the left. While Governor, his troopers and guards went and picked up women for him. Google it. You'll find I'm telling you the truth. When one woman went to her grandmother with the issue, she was told, you can go to your boss with it, but honey, he's the governor. Be careful. I mean, think about this. Nobody could stop him. That's a governor. No one stood a chance. And back then, she and others might have been blamed or accused of being a willing participant. But if they were all false and they weren't true, then why did he pay some of them to go away? I found two different reports. One identified 11 different women, and another added 7 to that with no names attached. Seemed to, when this young man was in college, and even later, he just, if it was in a skirt, it was his. That's how he felt about it. Notice I didn't say with a heartbeat, because I'm not so sure he cared. State troopers had a running joke about them. The governor, who fancied himself as Mr. Lover, you know, they were sitting there trying to figure out, you know, when was the next one? Now, the governor, again, was he a Republican? When did he switch? Or did you just switch? You guys have got me confused still. When are we going to pull his statues down? He's got statues. He's got schools. He's got streets named after him. But all that's okay. All those things we've just talked about almost the last hour are all okay, apparently. We come back from the break, though. We're going to talk about Ted Kennedy. Now, I know some of you are going to find that distasteful. But these are all people they hold in high esteem. These are all people that did terrible things to women and blacks, and they hold them in high esteem. What's that say about their values? I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you.
The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Media. Hey, Mexico. No way, Daddy.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you're one of the loons on the left, and you bow to Ted Kennedy or FDR, LBJ, any of those guys, this may not be the show for you. You may have a problem with this. So do what you got to do. You've been forewarned. You've been given your trigger warning, if you would. You'll have to deal with it. You know, the more and more you start looking at the hypocrisy of the left, at a simple level, don't go at it with a hateful attitude. You know, because we throw, you know, you look on Facebook and other places, we do throw a lot of fake news around, if you would. We don't check our facts out sometimes. We just jump on the bandwagon and go with it. Don't do that. You give them the ammunition they need to, you know, push back on us and make us look like fools. Just do what you can to make sure you do the right thing. But when you start looking at the people that they hold up in such high esteem, the ones that they think are righteous and wonderful and all of that, you have to wonder why. They never talk about the downside. Do these people have a moment when they turned around? Where they publicly turned around and said, I'm sorry for my past transgressions, it was not the right thing to do, it was not the way to treat people. Who was the KKK member Bird, right? I mean, he came out in his late year. Now, some of you are not going to like this, too bad, deal with it. But he came out in his right later years. Now, whether he meant it or not, I don't know. I didn't know the guy. We didn't hang out. We didn't have beers together or anything. He said the worst thing he ever did was join the KKK. And he denounced everything about them. He denounced what it stood for. So whether you want to or not, I want to give him credit for that. I'm one that believes in forgiveness. God knows I need it on a regular basis. So anyhow, then there's Ted Kennedy, their Lord and Savior. Well, no, I guess Obama was that. So Ted was a womanizer. We all knew that. Matter of fact, the Kennedys were womanizers. I think Robert was probably the least womanizer of the group. I mean, JFK was fooling around with women in the White House pool while his wife was upstairs sleeping. Which is not much different than Billy Bob Clinton, who was having sex with women in the White House, in the Oval Office. Let me see, in the copy room, in the map room. We go down the whole list. He may go down as a president to turn the White House into a brothel. Well, his own brothel, nonetheless, but I mean, think about it. He may be the first president written about that actually had his own harem right there in the White House. We could do this all night. So Ted Kennedy, womanizer and alleged murderer, right? I guess we have to define murderer, okay? Actually, I'm not going to do it. If you don't know what one is, if you don't know what a murderer is, what that means, then I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't listen to me and go somewhere else. After a night of drinking, Ted Kennedy was given a ride home, wink, wink, nod, nod, to a Miss Mary Jo Kopechne. His car went out of control, or his car allegedly went out of control, on a small bridge, you know, those little, where he was, where his family was, on the small islands. There were small bridges all over the place. And he went out of control of the small bridge into the water. Ted had the presence of mind, though, to get himself out of the car, go back to his room, shower, clean up, go to bed, and then when he got up in the morning, guess what he did? Call the police. Kind of a little backwards there, don't you think? Maybe we should have ran to the nearest house and called the police to begin with. When the autopsy was done, it found out that she had drowned, which means that she was alive. He had time to save her if he had only tried. There were rumors that Mary Jo was pregnant, but since, you know, that part of the story has no real evidence, you know, you hear both sides. Let's not use it as gospel truth. But it was out there. Ted was known for, you know, talking down or talking in a condescending tone to those who he felt were beneath him. Most notably, black people. Now, this isn't Joe's commentary. And you have to go back and do a little history looking, and you'll find that others around him felt the same way about him. But the most public display of this is when he was in a confirmation hearing for Mr. Gerald Reynolds. That was an appointment to the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Education. Now, according to one senator, Ted was explaining everything to Mr. Reynolds as if he was a child or unable to comprehend. You know, like you do when someone is beneath you, dumber than you are. Well, they're removing his name from statues and places of prominence. See, the arguments are disingenuous. They're fake rage. Forget the fact that the people that are fighting are being paid by Soros. They're being paid by ads. This is not a grassroots. This is $25 an hour to make trouble. $25 an hour to make trouble and guarantee that she'll get you out of jail should you be incarcerated for whatever reason. Right? The rage is fake. The moral outcry is laughable. The left marches hand in hand with the communist flag. Or I should say, with communist flag waivers. You can Google it and find out. You know, you see at the May Day parade, Labor Day parade, you'll see the SEIU flags, purple shirts, right in line, arm in arm with the red shirts and the red flags. Yes, the communist flags. You saw communist flags at the DNC. And yet they're outraged by the Confederate flag. Oh, and let's not forget the American flag. They're outraged at the Confederate flag because what it means to black people, or what it meant to black people. Yet they supported Jim Crow, who hated black people, who went out of his way to make sure that they wouldn't be educated. They hold up Margaret Sanger in high esteem, a woman whose sole goal, sole purpose, was not to help other women, but was to make sure that the black community didn't grow. And 2 years ago, her dream, she was probably smiling from her grave. Her dream that there were more babies, more black babies aborted in New York than were born in 1 year, 2 years ago. Very proud of herself, I'm sure. And again, the communist flag, hundreds of millions of people were killed under the communist flag, under communism, and not in a war, to get them in line, in simple oppression. It wasn't like they were rising up. It wasn't like they were pushing back. And hundreds of millions of more were starving to death. Yet they find a perverted satisfaction in burning a flag that may have many negative phrases in it, but along with all those phrases are many, 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 many more threads that point to saving hundreds of millions of lives. Americans have brought food and aid to many war-torn countries, aid to countries ravaged by natural disasters. We're the only country on the planet that will bomb the crap out of you and then go fix everything. Because we feel bad for having to punish you, and we want to make it right. Americans have brought food and aid to these war-torn countries. We don't ask for any money in return. Countries that have been ravaged by natural disasters. Again, we don't ask for any money in return. People saw when these things were happening in their countries, when they were going through these negative things, and they saw that American flag come around the corner, they were excited to see it. They weren't worried about being oppressed anymore. They weren't worried about starving or going without. And then when they came to this country and they saw that flag and they saw the Statue of Liberty, when they came here legally with support, how many of those people do you think went from nervous, afraid, petrified, more towards peaceful and calm? Right? I mean, the legal immigrants have every reason to be happy, have every reason to be excited, have every reason to look forward to their life here in this country. I'm to the point now where if it's a civil war you want, then bring it. The good will prevail. It always does. Maybe not right away, but it will prevail. The deceit and lies will not win. The light will shine on the darkness, and will drive them back under the rocks that they climbed out from under. Don't ever let them set the narrative. Don't ever let them tell you what the words mean. Don't ever let them decide for you what's right and wrong. Because the problem is, most of the time, in their mind, what's right is only what benefits them. And what's wrong is what might make a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy look okay. I'm Joe Mesina, your host. Stand, America. You need to stand for America. You do need to stand to make America great again. And I know some of you take exception to that, but you know what? We are not as great as we once were. We can do better. I'm Joe Mesina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Hey, hope I'll see you the rest of the week. Don't run away. We got a lot more all week long. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. And bookmark it. Come on back. Head out to the store on therealside.com. Buy stuff and watch your money. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow.